WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station city crews continue to repair Welsh Avenue in front of Consolidated High School. Through traffic is blocked until at least Friday. A culvert under the pavement collapsed Wednesday after a dump truck drove over it. There's a street closure today in downtown Bryan. The intersection of Bryan and 28th is closed due to repairing the railroad crossing. And a reminder from TxDOT that new northbound freeway ramps between Harvey and University will open today, and northbound ramps between University and Briarcrest will close Friday. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes a couple of items of interest to local business people. Mayor Nancy Berry says the council will consider two changes to the sign code.
We're talking about fuel prices right now. They're 16 square foot. The proposal is 21 square feet. Passed unanimously from planning and zoning. And then there's also electronic signs that right now the message can only change 24 hours, and the proposal is to change it every 15 minutes.
Berry also confirmed city officials are in negotiations for land east of the freeway and development of the year-old medical district, which is technically two medical districts separated by the freeway. The mayor said another priority is finding a successor to the West Medical District board following the resignation of longtime College Station Medical Center chief executive Tom Jackson. A group of seven Texas lawmakers spent Tuesday along the border. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan was asked what his colleagues representing the border counties thought of the recent call-up of the Texas National Guard.
I think they're probably a little concerned and probably maybe don't realize that the National Guard, when it comes down there, is going to be basically a support element to maybe do some outposts and things like that. They can bring up to 1,000 National Guardsmen down there, but I suspect they won't bring that many at any one time.
Rainey says the added law enforcement presence along the border includes six helicopters and six gunboats along the Rio Grande. 69 cases of Texans getting severe diarrhea and other stomach illnesses from the food-related cyclospora parasite has state health officials issuing food handling reminders.
It's usually through eating food or drinking water that's contaminated with the cyclospora parasite. We have in the past seen outbreaks in the U.S., caused by fresh produce imported from other countries.
State spokesman Chris Van Dusen says there were 351 cases statewide last year. In Brazos County, the health department has no cyclospora cases so far this year. Another hot car death in Texas has resulted in another arrest. This is near Fort Worth in North Richland Hills, where a grandfather has been charged with reckless injury to a child. 59-year-old James Hollingsworth is accused of leaving his 20-month-old granddaughter in the vehicle instead of taking her to daycare. Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs considers it an exciting day.
We're adding another station to our lineup here. Maverick 102.7 will be on the air in about a month or so, bringing country music to Bryan Broadcasting.
He describes the music as straight-ahead Nashville. We're going to play the hits. And as with all the Bryan Broadcasting stations, there will be a full air staff anchored by The Morning Show with Adam Drake and Mel Herring. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's hot, but we'll let Rob go ahead and earn his salary and tell us exactly how hot it's going to be. Weather's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds and some sunshine today. We'll see whether or not we pick up a shower or a thunderstorm. 95. There's been some activity passing to our west overnight. It'll turn clear tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine and 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, warm, 75 to 80. We stay hot into Saturday. Lots of sunshine with temperatures between 95 and 100. A little change into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, Zach, we didn't have this story in sports. This is kind of interesting. Dick's Sporting Goods apparently firing all their golf pros.
Oh, really?
Getting rid of every one of them. Darren Revell broke the story that the company's fired all the PGA professionals in their 560 stores. Darrell, for his part, Darren says, the economy, the downturn in participation, the decline of Tiger Woods, and many other products flooding into the market have cut Dick's bottom line so much that the company seems to be giving up on winning the golf equipment business. Wall Street Journal followed up with the PGA of America, which confirmed that more than 400 of its members who were employed as golf instructors at Dick's were notified on Tuesday they were canned. The PGA says it will offer career counseling and employment services to its affected members.
Okay.
All right.
Like, so I'm just saying, you know, as far as Dick's goes, I mean, it is a sporting goods store. Most of these guys, if they're that vested in golf, they'll go to pros at their own country club.
Yeah. That's I would think this might not have to necessarily be a career ender for it.
Right.
They can go do that. So we'll see how that works out. Hugh Walker here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
Good, Scott. Thank you.
A golfer?
I do golf. Yes, I do.
How often do you get a chance to do that?
I try to do about twice a week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's give us any scores?
No, I just chase the ball around. Everybody that golfs with me knows that. Yeah.
Do you take your phone with you?
I'm afraid I do.
You know, well, it's because it's interesting. Back, you know, when I was young and I was playing golf, the idea was you get away from the office, you get away from the phone, and now, you know, you bring it with you, so I'm not sure. I finally gave it up because at that time it was Jack Nicklaus. I figure if he couldn't improve every phase of his game to perfection, what the heck am I doing out there doing that? But anyway, hey, let's talk for a minute this morning about the street improvement programs going on in Bryan. You know, transportation is great to have, but when you got to upgrade, it's obviously a pain in the neck for different folks who get impacted by it. So tell me a little bit about where we are on that and how that timeline is created.
Well, we actually use a capital improvement plan to determine which streets to improve, and that's a five-year plan. And so we look out 5 years into the future, but every year then, staff and council review that plan to determine which projects need to float to the top. You know, circumstances change on an annual basis, and so we want to make sure that we're addressing those projects that have the greatest need.
Well, and, you know, good things happening, areas growing, you have infrastructure that has to be taken care of or backfilled, but you're needing to build new ones as well. Bryan, only one of two cities still in Texas that have a road use tax, basically. Is that right?
Ooh, you caught me on that one. I don't know.
Okay.
I know we've had one for 15 years, roughly. Yeah. I think about 97, 98 is when we implemented ours. I followed some leads of some other cities. At that time, there were multiple cities that were doing it.
Well, Bryan and Austin, I know, are doing it. And, again, every city, as more people move to Texas, it seems to be something to consider. And while we're talking about that and development, it appears that the Gundler thing is just not going to happen. As best we can tell, they're not going to open their doors.
Right. I haven't been in the loop a great deal on that one. That's my understanding, which is real unfortunate for us. However, there is a new facility that it kicked off a neat park for us that we're seeing others attracted to it. And so while we may have a vacant facility, at least for the short term, I think it will be a benefit to the community as a whole and certainly to economic development.
Sure, and yeah. To your knowledge, anybody specifically interested in that property?
Not that I have heard, no, but again, I'm not in that loop quite as much.
Sure.
So.
The mayor has been on our show a couple of times now and talked about at least there has been some informal chat about possibly doing a super park, if you will, where the Bryan Municipal Golf Course is. Seems like there are going to be some infrastructure changes that would need to be made or improvements if it remained as a golf course. $2 to $5 million. Can you kind of give me an overview of what they might be looking at to the improvements would be at that muni if they kept it a golf course?
Right, and I think it's a couple things in particular that have been discussed probably for about as long as I've been with the city, which is about 19 and a half years. and that includes irrigation and drainage. We've gone out and we've made some small improvements. They're more as the aesthetics type, so it the course and the area is a little more attractive visually. But in order for us to have a course that could reach a higher standard, a new irrigation system, an upgraded irrigation system, and then to go along with that, the course has been there for such a long time, the ground's so hard packed now that some drainage improvements would have to be made. And then there's one other area that I hear from golfers all the time, and I'm one of those because it's a real challenge, and that's hole number 10. Mm-hmm. It's a raised hole. You have to cross a creek, and it's just a difficult place for most golfers that use the municipal course to get to.
Okay, and so that might happen. Well, speaking as long as you've been here, and almost as long as I've been here, that body of water has been called Lake Arsenic. That has to do with Alpha Attachem from years and decades ago. Now, whether it remains a golf course or whether it becomes a super park, can you tell me the condition of that body of water and the ground underneath it and around it?
Sure, and I think there's a lot of misconception out there. For a long time, there were signs up at that lake that encouraged or really restricted the use of that body of water. You weren't supposed to go into it, in fact. Weren't even supposed to fish there. That has changed in the last 3 or 4 years. The Texas Environment...
TCEQ,
Commission on Environmental Quality,
okay.
Not to use acronyms. They are the state regulatory authority of the EPA of the state. What they have said and allowed to happen is the water is now okay. So the water itself, the sediment for the most part is, however, there still are what they call a few hot spots, and they want to see those. I don't know if they dissolve or what happens to them. I'm not a chemist or a scientist, but they want to see those at a little better rate. But my understanding is that really there is no concern as far as arsenic is, certainly with the water and with that area. What probably needs to happen to that lake at some point is it needs to be dredged again and cleaned up, but that may take a little more time, and it certainly takes some money to do that. What I'd like to see us do is work with the feds and see if there is some way that they have some funds available for those sort of properties where we could come in and clean that up.
Sure. Hugh Walker joining us this morning from the City of Bryan. Finally, before we get to the other things that that you have for us today, cities all over Texas are being challenged right now as they are losing employees to the oil patch.
Right.
I mean, folks get paid a lot of money to do that. There's some basic jobs that end up going unfilled or they end up costing more. Tell me what kind of challenges the city is having right now with that.
Well, that's just enhances our challenge. We're always looking at the market sector, and that market sector really depends on which position you're looking at. But when you're talking about oil field positions in particular, that's the local market, and so that's what we have to do is compare ourselves to that. We try to look at our market pay about every 3 years. Sometimes the position dictates sooner than that. So right now we're looking, we'll go out and we'll look for a firm that can come in and tell us where we should be in the pay range area. We are aggressively doing that as we speak. We want to make sure that in all areas we're somewhat at the market level. And while it's a challenge, it's something we need to be aware of, study, and then make the right decisions and present that information as we go through a budget process.
Sure. In the last month, the College Station City Council has had a lot of discussion because they wanted to have, there was going to be, a seismic testing going on in College Station because apparently there's oil and gas under there, and you want to capture it wherever you can. Can you tell me how that positions as far as the City of Bryan, and are you looking at doing something similar to that?
I have not been involved in those discussions much, but we have passed several leases where the seismic testing will be done certainly in Bryan. We have implemented some measures and procedures to make sure that not only is public infrastructure protected, but private facilities as well, so that if something does happen, and we don't expect that to happen, we haven't heard from many cities where there have been problems of that sort. So we just want to make sure, though, that we do have protections in place if it were to happen.
Sure. Well, I know up in North Texas was Denton, I guess, last week.
Denton's the one that makes the news on a regular basis.
They do, don't they? Yes, they do. Reasons they probably wish that they didn't. Anyhow, you came in also to talk about something that you're very proud of here in the City of Bryan. That's Bryan Hall.
Absolutely, the Hall of Honor. And that's a way for us to recognize outstanding graduates from Bryan schools. Started in 2011. It's continued every year since then, so it's become an annual event for us where we have 300-plus people that show up to recognize 6, 7, 8 people in not necessarily just in the community, mm-hmm. but from Bryan Schools.
And so that's coming up now. What have we got going as far as your timeline?
Sure,
is concerned?
It's Saturday, August 16th. It's an evening event, and seats are very limited. We probably right now have 60, 70 seats left.
Oh, wow.
Up to 300-plus seats that we have available.
Tremendous.
And so if somebody's interested, I highly encourage them to reach out and get a hold of Sandra Davis.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that is our executive director and coordinates all that for us. We do have some great items that we're going to be auctioning off. I'd like to thank, first of all, David Gardner Jewelers and Gymnologists. They have donated some earrings valued at over $3,300.
Wow.
And we will have a raffle for those, actually. But then one of the big things that we do, we name a scholarship every year. And people bid on that. That's an auction process for us. And we've been successful. It's kind of a fun thing to do. We hope we can do that again. And then finally, you just had him on the radio a little bit ago, but Bill and Gina Flores have donated their vacation home in Colorado for a month.
Wow.
A week. Sorry.
A week.
Just a week.
I don't think he's listening right now, but anyway, it is a week. It's a week. Okay.
And a very generous donation, and we'll auction that off as well.
Okay. So get in touch with Sandra for more information. Again, the date on that?
August 16th.
All
Saturday,
right.
August 16th.
There you go. Hugh Walker in from the city of Bryan. Thanks for the time this morning. We visit the folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley. It's Pete Lair with Harvey Washbangers. Summertime, vacation time, a great time until you have to come home with all those dirty clothes. Don't unpack those suitcases into piles of laundry everywhere. Bring them to Harvey Washbangers. Load them into as many machines as you want. We have 80. Then go up front and relax. We've got great food, a wonderful selection of chilled Texas craft beers, and more. Whether it's just lots of clothes, bedrolls, it really doesn't matter. We've got different size machines for almost anything, and our friendly attendants can help show you how everything works. You could even go one step further and just drop it off. Let us take care of everything. There's a lot of reasons we do more drop-off laundry than anyone else around. We were even featured last month in American Coin Op magazine. That's the premier national publication for the laundromat industry. One of the things I hear all the time is, gee, wish we had something like this where I live. There's lots of reasons it's great to live in the Brazos Valley, but one of them is you have Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. One of America's most unique businesses.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
It appears job security is improving. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a significant drop last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 284,000 initial claims nationwide. That was 19,000 fewer than the week before. The number of new claims was the smallest since early 2006. General Motors' bottom line took a hit in the second quarter because of charges related to vehicle recalls. GM's profit declined 80%. Ford's second quarter profit was up 6% from a year ago. Guys who have to dress up for work even when the temperatures are soaring are finding some relief in higher-end suits and blazers that are unlined or only partially lined. The Wall Street Journal says designers have to convince consumers that the suits are appropriate for the office because until recently, unlined jackets were considered for casual wear only. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-840-9045, you'll get a complete Pro Gel Whitening System with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-840-9045 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-840-9045. 800-840-9045. 800-840-9045.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Civic for under $220 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com.
36-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit, zero due at signing, 12,000 miles per year in 7/31/2014. See dealer for complete details.
How's your lawn holding up? You know, we have had a little bit of rain, but it's more hot than we're getting rain. And it looks like we're probably in for about a week with generally no rain out there. If you've been taking care of your lawn, if you've been feeding it, fertilizing it, and watering it kind of on a semi-regular basis, then it may be strong enough. But understand, getting those roots deep and getting them down into good soil makes a difference. At ABC Home and Commercial Services are specialists when it comes to your environment, both in your home and outside your home as well. Of course, with that hot weather, you may be getting creepy crawlies inside your house that you don't want. They can take care of any problems you've got in there, and then with regular treatments, they can make sure that they don't come back. But also making sure that your lawn looks good and stays healthy during this hot weather. And that is a year-round project. You need to be doing things here in the off-season, when it's not so hot, so that your lawn can green up, look good, and make sure that the weeds get choked out by some good, strong grass and that the soil's in good shape, too. So why not get in touch with Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, and the specialists at ABC Home and Commercial Services, and let them make sure that the surroundings of your home and inside your home are the way that you want them to be. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
If you wanted the ultimate HD screen, what would you buy? I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. If your family's like mine, they storm through the kitchen looking for snacks like they're clear-cutting a forest. All that's left is a trail of empty chip bags and cookie crumbs. Then I feel guilty. I can't let them eat all those fatty, sugary snacks loaded with chemicals and artificial flavoring, but good luck getting anyone at the Commando household to eat healthy snacks. Then I discovered NatureBox.com. This is the ultimate snacker's paradise for people who love snacks but care about what we eat and feed our families. They've got over 100 delicious, nutritious, guilt-free snacks, but my fave so far are the chili lime pistachios. Order a bag of chili lime pistachios in your first Nature Box and then email me because you know you're going to love them. So let's review. Go to naturebox.com/Kim. Select the snacks you want delivered to your door and enter promo code Kim because I've got half off your first Nature Box order. That's right, 50% off. And they ship your snack choices free to your door. Go to naturebox.com/Kim now for 50% off. naturebox.com/Kim. That's naturebox.com/Kim. Let's play out a fantasy. If money were no object, if you wanted the world's most advanced, best, brightest, and ultimate HD screen for home use, what would you buy? This week in America, Samsung began selling its new 105-inch curved screen 4K ultra-high-def widescreen LED television. Yes, it's a beauty. The screen is huge. It's wide, like motion picture screens. A slight curve creates depth, and the 4K resolution is four times sharper than today's best HD screens. They display about 2 megapixels per frame. This one displays images at 11 megapixels per frame. At this size and resolution, you can split the display into quarters and watch 4 channels at once. There's no remote. You simply speak commands. And all this can be yours for the tidy sum of $120,000. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Predictors of premature birth. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A simple urine test may identify women at risk for preterm birth and other complications. This from a study led by biological chemist Hector Kuhn of Imperial College London. Kuhn's team tracked 438 pregnant women living on the Greek island of Crete. They found that in early pregnancy, the levels of several small molecules in the women's urine could predict both spontaneous and induced preterm birth, as well as poor fetal growth. It's not clear what these molecules signify, but Kuhn says they're the result of metabolic processes.
We think at the moment the most likely thing are certain dietary patterns that may also be independently contributing to diabetes and other aspects of metabolic syndrome.
Another possibility is exposure to chemicals in the environment. Kuhn's embarking on a larger study to try and answer this question. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with New You Dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New You Dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken-in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, New You Dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New You Dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes possible action to increase the number of people enforcing city building codes. Mayor Nancy Berry says it means adding $43,000 to this year's budget.
And that's basically to get those code enforcements hired and trained before students arrive. One, we're going to have a staff assistant and turn a part-time code enforcement into a full-time and hire another one.
Another topic is forming a committee to develop recommendations for a city bond issue that would go to voters next year.
Staff's going to make some recommendations on how we should probably form the committees. And my expectation is that we'll be citizens and we'll have the same process application-wise where citizens can apply just like they do for boards and commissions that citizens sit on.
Another agenda item is the annual update of the city's comprehensive plan, which Berry says stays the course of past years. A couple of traffic reminders includes TxDOT opening new northbound freeway ramps today between Harvey and University, followed by the closing ramps Friday between University and Briarcrest. Welsh Avenue in front of Consolidated High School remains closed to through traffic after a culvert under the pavement collapsed Wednesday by the weight of a dump truck. Replacing the culvert and pavement isn't expected to be finished until Friday. In downtown Bryan, the intersection of 28th and Bryan is closed for repairing the railroad crossing, and Bryan police have responded to a pair of pedestrians being struck by vehicles the last 2 days. Tuesday, a man who got out of his disabled vehicle was struck by a truck at Texas and Martin Luther King. He was hospitalized in stable condition at last check. On Wednesday afternoon, a woman crossing William Joel Bryan at North Bryan was struck by a turning SUV. She was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. So far, the Brazos County Health Department has not received any cases of cyclospora, a food-related parasite that causes diarrhea and other stomach illnesses. But there have been 69 cases statewide in the last month. Chris Van Dusen with the State Health Department says it's been traced to contaminated produce imported from other countries.
So we encourage people to wash any produce they're using thoroughly. Unfortunately, that's not a guarantee against cyclospora. It's very difficult. Parasite itself is very difficult to wash off.
Left untreated, cyclospora can linger for months. Last year, there were 351 cases in Texas. Earlier this week, we reported about a measles advisory issued after more than 30 Texans were exposed to a July 4th weekend softball tournament in Wichita, Kansas. One of those who were exposed now has the highly contagious disease. The person lives in the Fort Worth area, according to the Tarrant County Health Department. Officials in both Texas and Kansas declined to release further details on the individual. The two state representatives serving Brazos County are back from a tour of the border. District 12 Rep. Kyle Cassell was part of the delegation.
A good visit. Glad that I had the opportunity to go down there to get and to get educated on what's really going on.
District 14 Rep. John Rainey has been in contact with state lawmakers whose districts are along the border. Rainey says they have noticed an increased presence in law enforcement.
All of them are concerned about the drug and human trafficking and the drug cartels. And I think from that standpoint, they're very pleased.
Rainey says the border reps are concerned about the role of Texas National Guard troops, which Rainey says will be a support element. A war of words is going on between Senator Ted Cruz and the State Department. The senator's questioning of whether the FAA's decision to ban flights to Israel amounted to an economic boycott was considered by the State Department to be, quoting, ridiculous and offensive. In response, a spokeswoman for the senator called the Obama administration's foreign policy, again, quoting, ridiculous and offensive. Then Cruz announced he has put a hold on all State Department nominees until the Obama administration answers his questions about canceling those flights. The FAA lifted the ban overnight. A new teacher evaluation system is prompting the Texas Education Commissioner to seek an extension to a federal waiver for the No Child Left Behind law. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says they need more time to work the kinks out.
We plan to pilot this new system we've developed next year, but we really think it needs to be piloted for 2 years, because otherwise, under our current waiver deadline, it would be necessary to start training people on the new system to begin to implement it before the pilot year had ended.
Ratcliffe says the new system is a requirement of the waiver. More than 60 school districts will participate in the pilot program. A new member of the Bryan Broadcasting family is debuting about a month from now. General Manager Ben Downs says Maverick 102.7 will play country music.
This will be straight ahead Nashville. We're going to play the hits.
Maverick will also have similarities with its Bryan Broadcasting partner stations.
Much as we are on all of our other stations, really community involved, our plan is to have a full air staff and to try to be everywhere all the time. You know, if somebody's doing a car wash, I think we might actually show up.
Maverick's morning show will be hosted by Adam Drake and Mel Herring. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
On these warm summer weekend days and evenings, stop out at Peach Creek Vineyard and kind of enjoy being out in the country and the breezes out there. You know, there's a covered pavilion overlooking some water, and it's nice. It's pleasant out there. And the grapes are, you can see some of the grapes right there as you're coming into the vineyard itself. You can go to peachcreekvineyards.com and find out about special events that are going on. But remember this, it's Girls Night Out. It's the third Wednesday evening of each month from 6 until 8 p.m. Ladies, come out with your friends and relax a little bit at the winery and enjoy a glass of wine. You can RSVP at the Facebook page to let folks know that you're going to be headed out that way. About 15, 16 different wines for you to choose from also at Peach Creek Vineyards. And with the warm weather, the Frappe Vino machine is a favorite because it kind of makes wine slushies for you. You can mix up, it's a slush that's neutral in flavor, and what you do is you flavor it with the wine. It's perfect when you're looking for something cool and refreshing out there on the patio. And don't forget also that Peach Creek Vineyards is the Brazos Valley distributor for Lone Star Olive Ranch, Texas-grown and produced extra virgin olive oil. And also lots of things in the gift shop that are just kind of wine-centric. If you have a wine-favorite friend that you want to gift with something, can do that. Also, of course, a bottle of wine, too, from Peach Creek Vineyards. Again, for more information, find out about it at their website. That's peachcreekvineyards.com, and you can also follow them on Facebook.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business is at Shabee in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride aims to make local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite wedding rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride help bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting. Email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
About 20 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. Well, at no additional charge, they've got a loaner so that you will stay comfy while they work on your unit. 690-2278. Here are numbers.
Clouds and some sunshine today. We'll see whether or not we pick up a shower or a thunderstorm. 95. There's been some activity passing to our west overnight. It'll turn clear tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine and 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, warm, 75 to 80. We stay hot into Saturday. Lots of sunshine with temperatures between 95 and 100. Little change into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Okay, it's hordes of comics, sci-fi, vampire, zombie, and just about any other kind of movie geek descending upon the San Diego Convention Center. It is Comic-Con, the ultimate fan experience. You'll be seeing videos on YouTube of this starting today, I'm sure. People dressed as their favorite characters.
I wouldn't mind actually going to that place because then I'd be like the coolest person there.
Yeah?
I'd be like Fonzie.
Okay, there you are. Okay, all right. Now, you're going to have to change your look a lot to do Fonzie.
Yeah,
but, you know,
dye my hair.
That's okay. Anyhow, anything and everything you would want to know, the next superhero movie or comic book scoop, that'll all be there. Show will run through Sunday when everybody must return to real world. Geeks can rejoice, though. Both the iPhone app and the Android app for the show and various things like fan pics will be there. And also a new poll by VG Market, while we're talking about this, claims 35% of attendees have dated somebody they met at Comic-Con. Yeah.
A shared interest, I guess, because not a whole heck of a lot of people do that.
Well, again, if you come from some town that has, you know, 700 people in it and you want to dress up like Thor or whatever, you know, there you go. Get to meet somebody that has that shared interest. And in fact, 53% of the respondents say they know someone who met their spouse at the convention. 130,000 attendees. So that's a large dating pool, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. 85-year-old widow was wakened when two thieves attempted to get into her house. Now, she's a former school teacher. Went right at the two attackers, tossed a bucket of water on them, and one of the men grabbed at her, and she whacked him upside the head with a stick and then popped her accomplice as well. Neighbors heard the racket. They called police. When law enforcement officials arrived in the home within a matter of minutes, the thieves were arrested. The woman went down to the police station to positively identify the criminals. It says here, she made them do sit-ups as punishment. I don't know where this happened. I'm guessing maybe not in U.S. America, because you can't do that, right? You can't make people actually do sit-ups in a police station in the United States.
That and she had a bucket of water at the ready?
Like, I don't know. Guess that maybe she felt like it was safer than having a gun at the ready. Not sure, but there you are. While we're talking about kind of science fiction-y stuff, if you're not a Star Trek fan or have never seen one of the movies, bad news for you. You're going to be hearing a whole lot more about Star Wars for the next couple of years because J.J. Abrams currently filming the seventh Star Wars. You guys, either one? Both of you?
I enjoy it. I don't know that I'm not challenging them, but I don't know that they could do much worse than the previous reboot.
They already hurt Harrison Ford, so I mean
that's right. Yeah,
they already broke him.
They're not filming. Well, of course, he's getting older too. He's not where he used to be.
He belongs in a museum.
Yeah. Well, again,
Jar Jar Binks is not the spring chicken he once was.
Yeah, right. I guess that's probably right. I just I saw it. The story, I was in Omaha covering the World Series, and it rained that day, and so it had only been out for about a week. And so I got to see it in a really big theater because, you know, back in the day, they had those big theaters. And so it really was. It was spectacular to watch that, you know, that writing as it came in, you know, what is it, in a Planet Far, Far Away, or however it started. So it was kind of fun like that. Technology now with CGI is taking us to the point where it's all kind of meh. But they ask people their favorite Star Wars characters, okay? Number one is Luke, okay? Number two is Han Solo. Number three is Princess Leia. Number four is Obi-Wan. Number five, Yoda, R2-D2, then C-3PO. R2-D2 always wins. I just don't
know. Why is R2-D2 anybody's favorite character?
I can't imagine.
He doesn't talk.
That's exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Beep, boop, beep, boop. That's fun.
Well, it's a canister vacuum cleaner. What do you want?
And he upsets C-3PO, which is always...
Yeah, I guess that's it, that little interaction. Number eight is Anakin Skywalker, and number nine is Darth Vader. I don't know.
Not enough people going to the dark side, I guess.
I suppose that's probably right. Well, Deadline reports that Fox has pulled the plug on the Snake River Canyon special, their attempt to recreate Evel Knievel's stunt on the 40th anniversary of the event. You know, it was back in 1974 that Evel, and by the way, I don't know if you ever saw it or not, I think it was on ABC Wide World of Sports. Evel Knievel was such a great marketer. There is no doubt about that. I was watching it. I know that. I don't know how many did. If y'all haven't seen it, it's a ramp going over the Snake River Canyon. Before the rocket had cleared the ramp, he had popped the parachute already. So, I mean, but again, he got a lot of people to watch, and he got paid a lot of money. This was going to be two stuntmen who were going to do this, but now apparently they won't. It's the second big live event that hasn't gone off as planned, the other being Joby Owen's attempt to use a jumpsuit with wings and jump off the top of Mount Everest.
Huh.
Now, these wingsuits are pretty amazing to see.
Oh, yes, they are.
I mean, that video, when they do their little helmet cam on that, that's, I mean, that's pretty stunning stuff.
Go through like a little bitty crevice, just...
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they've done, of course, you've seen them go through cities, right? They've done some of that, too. But from Mount Everest, I mean, that's a pretty inhospitable place to be starting your jump. I think you could... You could probably go with some place that's probably 15,000 feet and, much less than Mount Everest and look good. But
yeah. Wings might freeze over if you...
And that's what I'm thinking. It's not like, oh, hey, just take me on the elevator up to the top of Mount Everest and we'll do that. Hello? Well, you have to wait. I got to reach over there and punch the phone. Here are your TV ratings from last week. Number eight, and didn't we all watch it? The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number seven, Big Bang Theory. Number six, Under the Dome. Then 60 Minutes, NCIS. Extant, either of you guys watch that?
No.
What is it?
Yeah, it's that Halle Berry movie, TV show, where she's up in space and comes back pregnant. America's Got Talent and the Major League All-Star Game. Those were your top shows last week. Hello?
Good morning. We were talking about Harrison Ford getting too old for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he did that... Indiana Jones series, and the last one he had his son, so why can't they use his son in Star Wars?
Good point, they could do that, yeah. And,
Han Solo and Layla had a kid?
Yeah, we could do that. James Garner, of course, we mentioned how he died. There's going to be a 24-hour marathon coming up on the Monday, July the 28th on Turner Classic Movies.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, Grand Prix, The Americanization of Emily, Victor Victoria, and some of his lesser known
support films. Your local sheriff, that's always a good one.
He's you know, again, pretty, just reading a... kind of a story about him. You know, he really started acting about the same time as Steve McQueen and Clint Eastwood on television. They were all on television, all on Westerns. And the problem was that maybe he was just too likable. You know, he couldn't get in touch with his mean side. I mean, that's certainly what worked as far as Clint Eastwood, because he played Rowdy Yates on Rawhide. But it wasn't until he started doing, you know, the Dirty Harry and the Guy with No Name that he really started to become a monster star. And in fact, he was responsible for getting Steve McQueen to come back onto the set of The Great Escape. He had stormed off, and he convinced him to stay. And, of course, the motorcycle jump that he did basically made Steve McQueen a big-time movie star. But
that was James Garner that got him to come back?
He and James Coburn, as a matter of fact, they were both in that, and they talked him into coming back onto the set. But, again, just seemed like too nice a guy, and as a result, He didn't end up becoming the superstar. But you got to say this, he's married the same woman for 57 mm-hmm. years. So there you go. It's 12 till.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates exhibition, ropes course, zip line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, rainforest, and aquarium pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the lazy river with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand weekend concert series. So smile. Enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. While you're there, be sure to see the exhibit, Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery, through February 1st, 2015. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Vote Bush Library in the 2014 Best of the Brazos Valley competition.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time Magazine says New York City is the unhappiest city in the country.
Can't believe that.
Study by researchers, University of British Columbia and Harvard, used data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the unhappiest cities with a population of greater than a million. It's New York City, number one. Pittsburgh's number two. Louisville, Kentucky's number three. Then Milwaukee, Detroit. Hey, Detroit is the number five. And Cleveland's not even in there. That's really good. Indianapolis in at number six. Then St. Louis and Las Vegas.
Cleveland's not in there anymore because they got Johnny Manziel and LeBron James.
That's what it is. That's it. They're all happy about that. All right, here are the happiest cities. Number one is Richmond, Petersburg, Virginia. Norfolk, Virginia Beach, and Newport News, Virginia. So Virginia with one and two. Then comes D.C. Yeah, they're all making money. Number four, Raleigh-Durham, then Atlanta, Houston in at number six, and Jacksonville, Florida in at number seven.
See, it sounds like money can buy happiness in some of those cities.
Yeah, well, certainly in Washington, D.C. Well, as long as you got a little power, too, that probably helps. Restaurant owner in Maryville, Tennessee, wants her customers to feel comfortable about bringing their guns inside. Sharma Floyd has posted a sign over the front door of the Shiloh Brew and Chew. It says, guns are welcome. Miss Floyd wants customers and her family-friendly eatery to know that she supports their right to bear arms and or arm bears. She says she got the idea after hearing about North Carolina business that was robbed at gunpoint after they posted a sign saying no weapons allowed. Good point. Miss Floyd said she's had one complaint so far. I've gotten way more support than that one person who gave me a little bit of grief over it. So she says she's happy about
Where's
that.
This again?
This is in Tennessee. This would be in,
That's because when that person started complaining, everyone drew down on them.
That's right. It's the Shiloh Brew and Chew in Maryville, Tennessee. So there. After three fruitless days of extensive searching by Wisconsin authorities, an amateur drone pilot located a missing elderly man in 20 minutes. On Sunday, David Lesh volunteered to use his drone to look for the lost 82-year-old man. Lesh flew the drone across a 200-acre field where the man was believed to have been at a certain point, and there you go. Robot's camera found him. Now, that's a good deal.
I think so.
That's a good use of those, and we talked about this morning that the president is looking at getting some guidelines set up, which do need to be done, but that's, again, that's a good use for it. Lots of PBS scoop for you. They're talking about Downton Abbey, okay? Fifth season is set to begin. Mark your calendars on January the 4th, 2015. Everybody's excited about that since the fourth season's ratings were up 16% from season three. News not so good for the debut of Sherlock, which has no air date yet. Watched a couple of those. It's an odd show. Again, Sherlock Holmes has had probably more incarnations through books and movies and television than almost any other character. But
There was like an American version too, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I forget who's in it, but yeah, that's true. There is one of those. But I don't know. This one is a little bit odd and comes kind of from a different direction. Also, USA Today says that star documentarian Ken Burns is back. This time he'll be exploring the Roosevelt family. A 14-hour miniseries will air 2 hours a night beginning on September 14th. Feature the voices of Meryl Streep as Eleanor Roosevelt, Edward Herman as Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Paul Giamatti as Teddy Roosevelt.
So, really?
Yep. So we'll see.
That might be interesting, actually.
Well, yeah, it could. We'll see. Edward Herman's done a lot of that stuff, and he's played FDR before.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. So there's a new perfume collection that showcases aromas that are in danger of becoming extinct because of climate change.
That stinks.
Very nice, thank you. The Ephemeral Marvels Perfume Store says here are some of the things that could be going away. Hardwood trees. The smell of ice. What does that mean?
What does ice smell
like?
Yeah,
really. Peanuts, eucalyptus, wine, honey, beaches, and coffee.
Where are peanuts going?
I don't know.
What about polar bears?
Yeah. We've got whooping cranes, yeah.
Smells like a polar bear cage.
All right. Okay, here you go. How about this? Furniture collection that looks, feels, and smells like human skin.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
No, that's not. You're right. Before you go out and try to find some of that, it's not actual human skin. Okay. Oh, no kidding. Really.
Oh, yeah. I think we got rid of that with the Nazis.
That makes me feel so much better. The artist named Gigi Baker, fascinated with human skin, so she created the home furnishings mixture of silicone, human pheromones, and aftershave.
That's not right.
Aftershave.
New York Magazine's The Cut says the collection is currently on display in London, includes a chair meant to mimic a squishy roll of fat.
Welcome to the Hannibal Lecter
collection.
Just sitting
like on Aunt Bertha's lap.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so there you go.
Somebody needs to look into that lady. I don't think she's stable.
Not a good situation. Now, this report comes from Baton Rouge, and maybe it's happening in other places as well, but apparently there's been a huge spike in butt dialing in Baton Rouge. Emergency dispatchers in the state's capital say that they're getting flooded with accidental 911 calls from butt dialers. This sounds like The Onion, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, the number has been pretty spectacular on the rise over the last 3 years. For example, East Baton Rouge Parish now averages 30 to 35 butt calls per hour. Per hour. Public Information Officer Mike Chizik says it's become a huge problem for our employees that work here. The increase in accidental dialing being blamed on touchscreens and cell phones in emergency mode. They say that's what's happening.
I was trying to readjust myself while I was eating my gumbo.
Exactly. Oh, no. Either that or their famous bowl with gumbo on it. So if you watch the cable TV news, maybe you think that CNN is terrible. Maybe you'd like to buy it. Jon Stewart, host of The Daily Show, thinks that he should put together a $10 billion Kickstarter campaign. Matter of fact, there is, it's a farce, obviously, but there's a website called letsbuyCNN.com. You go there to contribute, and you can go to their Kickstarter page and like that.
Huh.
The gag started after rumors about Rupert Murdoch buying Time Warner began, and analysts say that Rupert might have to sell off CNN in order to avoid any regulatory problems. Then, so we'll see how all that weighs in.
So what are they going to do with the money if they've got the Kickstarter? I mean, are people actually giving money to it, I guess?
Yeah, well, they might. That'll be interesting. Hopefully he'll give it to charity or something like that. All right, so on this date in history, back in 1847, Mormon leader Brigham Young said, I want a football team. No, he brought his followers to the Valley of the Great Salt Lake in present-day Utah, and that's where they got their start. 1866, the first state was readmitted to the Union after the Civil War. That state was Tennessee.
Oh.
And in 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts splashed down safely and revealed on the moon.